We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Present.
Matt Brown.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
Linda Little.
Here.
Laura Zimmerman.
Here.
Kevin Greenfield. You have a quorum present.
Okay, thank you. All right, I need an approval of the minutes from 6/25/2020.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Matt Brown.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion passed.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion on the claims, please?
Make a motion. We approve the claims as presented.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Matt Brown.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Zoning.
I got resolution R-02-07-20 was a petition filed by Suzanne Bloomfield requesting to rezone the approximate 3 acres from RE5 single family estate zoning to R1 single family residential zoning. Property is located at 1715 Heritage Road in South Wheatland Township. And on July 1st, the Zoning Board of Appeals held a hearing, and based on the finding of facts, staff recommended approval, and the Zoning Board of Appeals voted 5-0 for approval of the rezoning.
Questions?
So moved.
So moved. Second. Any questions?
Question. What's the difference? So it can be subdivided or?
They had 3 acres and they were zoned RE5. Minimum lot size is 2 acres and they need to be minimum lot size on 1 acre. So that to subdivide. So that's why they had to go to the 1 acre or the R1.
Any other questions? Okay. I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Matt Brown.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Jan, subdivisions.
I got as a 2-lot minor subdivision located in South Wheatland Township. The owners are Jack and Suzanne Bloomfield. The property is located at 1715 Heritage Road. The property will be rezoned R1 single-family residential zoning if the county board approves it in the August meeting. Lot 1 is 1.46 acres and lot 2 is 1.4 acres. City of Decatur and staff has reviewed all the documents and recommends approval.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Matt Brown.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Animal control. Jeff.
Okay. Good evening. I have passed out the statistical reports for the month of June for 2020 and also for the previous year with 2019. Give a little updates on the shelter operations. We officially opened our doors back to the public starting July 7th. So we are back officially open to that. We are currently doing adoptions by appointments only, which has helped kind of keep our numbers of people inside the shelter to a minimum. We're also doing on Friday and Saturdays for our volunteers. We're doing actually a schedule times for them to come out and walk the dogs and that sort of thing, just to, so we can keep an eye on the number of people that are actually in the shelter. Everything has gone well so far. We're seeing good numbers of everything and hasn't slowed down much. In the specials we have coming up, we've got for the month of August, we're participating in a national adoption event. It's called Clear the Shelters. It's actually being sponsored by NBC and Telemundo TV stations. National event for the whole month of August. We're going to do half-price adoptions for the for the whole month.
What, yes. Wild, what wild? Oh, sorry, Linda.
Do you have any puppies?
Do we have any puppies? I don't believe we have any puppies right now, but that's always subject to change. We never know what's going to be coming through the doors. You know, our numbers, thankfully, were much fewer than we were last year at this time. So we have seen a decrease in the number of intakes that have been coming in. But adoption numbers are still doing fine. So,
what wildlife do you have?
When it says wildlife,
it's always interesting.
Yeah, when it says wildlife, the wardens will actually go out and pick up when people get permits from the IDNR for nuisance raccoons or skunks, stuff like that. That's usually when they say wildlife. That's usually
possums
what it is.
In town. I think one in Helena that had a possum.
Yeah, we did get a domesticated rabbit that came in as a stray yesterday. I'm not sure how that.
Do you ever have barn cats?
We do have barn cats from time to time. Get with us, and Amanda will help you with that.
I need to sneak them in so my husband doesn't know, but I want some barn cats. Okay. Anything else?
You're on the record now.
I think that's about it. Still just getting back in the swing of things out there, taking it day by day, but everything seems to be going just fine.
Yeah, it looks like service calls are down.
The service calls have been down. Everything, you know, when you look at it compared from the year to year, it's hard now
and I like to,
you know,
see
to compare this year to the last year at this time. But but there is a difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions for Jeff? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Veterans. Great.
Actually, I'm not in the report.
No report. Jennifer.
I have a resolution in front of you to approve the land disturbance permit fees. These were established back in 2008 when the stormwater ordinance was approved, and they've not been increased. I'm just going from increasing from 50 to 100.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions for Jennifer? Roll call vote, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Matt Brown.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Laura Zimmer.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, Health Department, Brandy.
Good evening, everybody. So nice to see all of you in person after so long. Just a few updates, and then I'll go to the resolution that we're presenting. All of our services now are pretty much back in effect. For the most part, we've been providing most of our services. We did shut down initially to essential services, but we have been increasing those back up to where everything is being provided again, with, of course, some adjustments in order to ensure that we are maintaining the health and safety of our staff and then also the clients and patients. Some of those adjustments have been home visits are now phone visits or video conference visits. We've shifted WIC to being curbside so that people don't have to come in, which some of the families have really enjoyed because they can just pull up and get what they need. So some things we're even learning that maybe there's even better ways to do them. So I think that that's a nice blessing that comes out of this. Obviously, as you all know, this is a challenging time for all of us at the health department. We're doing everything that we can to, again, maintain the essential services that we have and then also respond to COVID-19. Our staff has been amazing. But of course, as you can probably understand, they're getting tired. A lot of them have been working every day or nearly every day since early March before we even ever had cases here. So we found ways to rotate staff and try to give them a little bit of respite. But as you all know, public health in general is usually underfunded and understaffed. So to be starting in that way and then even lose a couple of staff in this process is very difficult. However, we're really excited that we did get notification just Tuesday that our grant was approved. We had applied for this grant and we were just waiting to hear back what was going to be approved and how much was going to be approved. But the grant is specifically to grow contact tracing capacity throughout the state of Illinois. And so we were really happy to find out on Tuesday that we did get approved for the full grant amount in Macon County, which is $2,861,712. The challenge in writing this was that we have to focus everything, all of those dollars on contact tracing or something that is related to contact tracing, so that, as you know, you want, always want money, but then you're directing it toward one thing out of everything that you do. So our team at the health department worked really hard to make that happen and ensure that we didn't lose any of that money. And we did get approved on Tuesday, and we're able to present this resolution to our board on Tuesday night. So the purpose is, as you can see the resolution in there, you can see the purpose, again, is growing capacity to respond to COVID-19 and contact tracing, building up infrastructure. And you can see second to last paragraph on the front page of the resolution, it does mention building capacity, responding to outbreaks in congregate settings such as long-term care facilities, and that can be shelters as well, throughout our community. Resource coordination, that would be setting people up with any alternative housing, medicine, social services, food that they would need. This is something, as some of you in this room have been involved with since the beginning of COVID-19, that we've needed, and people have needed alternative housing, et cetera, but there wasn't money for it. So now we're excited because there is some funding for that. And if we do have someone in this community that needs isolated and has nowhere to go, that we are able to support that. And then also promoting testing among vulnerable populations that experience health disparities, ensuring health equity, and addressing community and regional approaches for successful sustainability of local contact tracing programs. So we are already in the process of interviewing and hiring contact tracing positions, case investigator positions, and we will be posting additional jobs, which include but are not limited to infection control nurses, clinic nurses, care resource coordinators. One of the things that you have to talk about in public health and that public health does is address health disparities and health inequity. So we did propose a position specifically for that in our community to ensure that everyone in every population is getting the services that they need and the information. So we will have a position for that as well. And then, like I said, the care resource coordinator. So we are getting the rest of those positions onto our website. We're in the process as we speak. But if you know anyone that's looking for something, even some of those contact tracing positions, they can be full or part-time, the way that we are building it up. And we're going to need people nights, weekends. Again, our staff has been covering that. So if you have someone that maybe already works full-time, but they have their weekends open and want to earn a little bit of extra money, please have them check out the announcement on our website and consider applying. So I guess if there's no general questions about what's going on at the health department or with the COVID-19 response, then I'd like to ask for approval for this resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions?
Not related to this. I just.
Okay. Roll call.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Pat Brown.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Aye.
Oh. Got your car turned off.
When did you come in? 3 votes
ago. Oh.
Jim.
Yeah, that's Jim. Randy, what's going on with testing now? How soon do you get results back? Because I've heard of a week in some cases.
Yes. So at the beginning of this, results did take quite a while, and then it got to where they were coming back more quickly. And then we got that almost 7-day lag with some of the test results coming back. And we do have our biweekly EOC call, and I know that there was one local entity that is conducting testing that stated they did ask about why it went from like a 2-day turnaround to a 7-day turnaround. And what they were told, because those were the tests coming from the IDPH labs, was that essentially they gave people a few days off around the July 4th holiday because they've been working also since, you know, beginning of March without any breaks or any days off. So that's what caused that lag. But I've heard that now we're back to about 2-day turnaround on those IDPH labs. As far as I know, with private labs, they didn't have that longer return time. So I think they're all now getting back to that closer to 24 to 48 or 72 hours at the most. But that was what I heard as far as why they got really long all of a sudden after they had shortened it significantly.
I guess if I were going to be tested and I had to wait 7 days, it would be stressful for me.
Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know, the thing that we stress to people, especially if they're having symptoms, is that you should stay home and act as if you have it regardless. Because even if they do get tested and get a result back in 24 or 48 hours, they could be getting a negative test result. If someone doesn't have enough of the viral load, that it may show up as a negative. It could be a false negative. So just because they have a negative test, it doesn't really get them, you know, the complete freedom or complete you know, relief that they don't have it, because they could still have it. It's just a point in time when they get tested. So we still encourage people strongly, you know, stay home if you're sick, and make sure that you're quarantining, even if you don't have a positive test result, for those 14 days.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? All right, thank you everyone very much.
Thank you, Brandy. Environmental management, Nick.
Hello, everyone. I thought I would kind of give you an update on our collections, both electronics and paint. So to date, because of the pandemic, we were not able to hold collection events in April or May. So the first collection event was in on June 27th. That was a paint collection. We had 140 people registered. Of those 140, we had 125 that actually attended. Our next collection was on July the 11th, which was an electronics collection. We had 140 registered for that one, and we had 131 attend that collection. Just a metric to keep in mind, of those 131, we had 192 televisions or computer monitors brought in to be recycled. And then our next paint collection was actually this morning from 8 to noon. So we had 141 registered and we had 117 show up. So our next collection is going to be on August the 8th, which is an electronics collection. We have 148 people registered, and that collection is completely full at this point in time. I'm actually working on getting our next collection events set up and scheduled to be able to hopefully announce those early next week.
Do you have a limit on how much, how many items they can bring? I know I've asked this before, but please, like, so, electronics.
In terms of the amount of electronics, not necessarily overall. I mean, we're not going to count every single cord or cell phone or something like that. The only thing that there's kind of a limit on is the number of televisions per appointment, which is 7 per appointment.
Really?
Per person.
Okay.
But like I said, in terms of like cords or cell phones, anything like that, we're not going to count towards that limit.
Okay. Any other questions for Nick? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Regional Office of Education, no one, mental health, Historical Museum, U of I. Any citizens' remarks? Do we have any emails? Okay. No old business, no new business. We do not need a closed session. Next meeting, 8/27/2020. Yes. Like a million times. Yes, me too.
Kevin, you need to use a mic.
Microphone.
I pulled that from the agenda because Mike Baggett said that did not really require to go through committee. It just goes to the full board.
So that's the plan then?
Yes, and I requested that today.
Okay.
And
okay. I wasn't sure how it was going to.
Well, it's.
And so, okay.
It's a resolution to put on the ballot to, I don't know.
Form a new state. Without Chicago.
And I don't care if you know, I don't mind voting on it. I don't care. But I
okay.
will give her the graciousness of doing it, in my opinion. So.
Good enough.
So, motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved.
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for calling in, my friends. Oh, she even messaged me while I was sitting in justice meeting, so I just handed my phone to Mike. I said,
yeah, that doesn't need to go through.
Oh, my God. I said, Mike, when he called me, he said, Deb, this really doesn't have to go to committee. I said, yeah, well, I got to call him.